For most teens, artificial intelligence is now part of their daily lives. A recent study by Common Sense Media, a nonprofit organization providing reviews and ratings for media and technology, found that 7 out of 10 teens aged 13 to 18 use at least one type of generative AI tool. Teens say they use AI when they're bored, for language translation, and most often for homework. One of the biggest takeaways from the study is that AI is moving very fast, and parents and teachers are falling behind. So young people are using AI platforms with almost no guidance. There's a clear gap between what parents think their kids are doing and what they are actually doing. Muna Haven is a child welfare attorney. Her 16-year-old daughter, Savannah Hill, is a junior in high school and dances 4 times a week. Muna, what is your experience with AI?
You're really just trying to keep up knowing that you're already behind.
Savannah, you go dancing 4 times a week. That does sound like a pretty busy schedule.
Yes, that's true. But I love dancing. It's my passion. But it's really stressful sometimes. That's mainly why I started using ChatGPT to help with schoolwork.
Last school year, Savannah had to handle her schoolwork mostly on her own after her physics teacher unexpectedly moved to another city. It took a long time to find a replacement, and the new teacher was not very good at explaining things. So you used ChatGPT to help teach yourself?
Yes. After school, I would log onto ChatGPT to better understand the topic of the day.
Muna, did you know about all the AI tools she was using?
I did not.
Were you a little surprised to hear about some of them?
I'm disappointed in this school because she had to find her own resources, but I'm very proud that she figured out a way to teach herself independently. I think that part of AI is really positive.
Have you talked much about AI at home?
In terms of daily life, not really.
Muna isn't alone. Nearly half of parents haven't talked to their teens about AI, and 83% say their school hasn't shared AI policies with them. Savannah, how do teachers react when they hear you use AI tools?
Some teachers are fine with it because I'm using the tools to study. Others say absolutely not.
Many experts suggest teaching kids who use AI for schoolwork to check facts and learn how to form the right prompts so they can get the most out of AI without relying on it completely. What's more, parents need to try it out with their kids too and learn how AI works.
Ask a question like, how do you end world poverty? It's important for kids to know that AI can't perform miracles, but it can help in many ways.
While there's no perfect answer for how to use AI most effectively, one thing is clear. Teens will need all the guidance they can get to navigate this new challenge.